DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I mean, I know people like to give me hell because I wasn't born in Houston and I'm not from Houston. But guys, I mean, it was the Mike Jones reference was very clear and obvious. I got it. Jesus.
Sure you did.
All right.
I mean, what'd you think he meant?
I got it. I just repeated it back so we could say it again.
Oh, they think you were questioning like Mike Jones. Like
when I said Mac Jones, and he said who, and I said Mac Jones.
I mean, you didn't respond in like a super sarcastic fashion.
I just said it again.
I thought it was all very smooth and very obvious what was going on.
On both
sides. Yeah,
the sarcasm was just saying it again.
What did Tyler do? Tyler's got the.
Well, this is
Tyler's
the first. I thought Tyler knew I had it. I thought Tyler knew I had it until now. Tyler was with a sure. Somebody texted in.
That would be obvious sarcasm right there.
Show didn't get it. Tyler shaking his head.
He did. I believe it did.
Tyler really set you up right there, Ron. His little step in of
damn it, Ron.
By the way, that was a Mike Jones deal. I think I got you.
So it texted.
I think Tyler really just they saw that big bus coming, that big text line bus coming, and just kind of slid in.
It said, "Damn it, Ron! I thought you'd have had the Mike Jones reference."
Jeez, I think my mom might have that.
Oh,
Mike Jones.
Hell yeah, yeah.
By the way, I may have a problem on my hands here, boys. Let me know if you think it's healthy that my 3.5-year-old knows damn near every word to Miss New Booty.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Bubba Sparks.
That's a classic. That was on one of the first burnt CDs I ever made whenever I started driving at 16.
That is, that would have not been on the bingo card of, guess what nasty song my daughter knows?
Chief, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you one bit. Word for word. I'm thinking, what in the hell?
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
That's her favorite part. That's her favorite part right there, man. Like, oh, hell, what are we doing, man?
Oh, man.
What, you know the other one that's really got me?
Oh, I saw some Alpha Stroller that one time. I said, well, I didn't see that one coming.
She got Blue Stripes.
Blue Stripes, huh?
They talk about showing their the word we can't say on TV in the strip club. And there's literally a line that says bare chest in the strip clubs. She got
she
it.
Has I said,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Can we get the edited version? Can we please get the clean version for my 3.5-year-old?
Well, Lo's just going with her with it.
Lo didn't do it. Lo found out about the same way I did. Lo may have had something to do with the Miss New Booty. I can't remember what that was.
She had one of them.
Aunt Momo had her on the on that Blue Stripes, and I thought. And I never really heard the song. Like, I like, you know, Jessie Murph, but whatever, or Jessie Murphy or Jess Murphy, whatever the hell it is. I mean, I like her little get down. I'd never really paid attention to the lyrics of that song. I mean, she's vindictive, man. She's getting in. She's just going to go in there and bare chest in the strip club, man, because she got old buddies mad at
him. Yeah,
I think that's the way it is. Yeah. 3.5-year-old.
At least she's not saying the word that we can't say. So she can't say it either.
Well.
Rhymes with kitties.
That's well, a good one. Actually, the one she does say, meow. The one she does say is rhymes with kit. Bear kits in the strip club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, bear kits in the strip club. There you go.
So I'm like, whoa. Before you realize what you're saying and what you're doing, let's keep that. Let's keep that.
Keep
off.
It down, baby.
Keep that out of the playlist.
Yeah, get her some real happy. All right. All right, Clint, what are some you said you had some solutions to the offensive issues. Yes, there were some problems, and yes, there are some concerns, but you believe there are some solutions that could be realistically accomplished for the Texans even moving forward to Monday night against the Bucs.
Yeah, look, I think they're these are decisions that the front office slash coaching staff can make before they ever take a snap at practice, before they ever take a snap in the game. These decisions being made will give Nick Caley the best opportunity to have success, will give C.J. Stroud the best opportunity to have success. And ultimately, I'll be honest with you, I would say that I'm very confident that this offense, as they're constructed with the injuries, this offense can absolutely move the ball and score points by making these very simple decisions. Not accomplishing this or that, by making very simple decisions. Right? Some of y'all that listen to this show on the regular can probably guess what those decisions are based on what my frustrations were with the offense. I'll give you one of them. It's the offensive line, right? Get the best offensive line on the field. It's that simple, right? Forget this best five. Let tackles play tackles. Let guards play guard. Let centers play centers, and let's put them out there on the field.
They're all fixable.
I've told you before, this group does not consist of Cam Robinson. He's either not healthy, he's not ramped up and in shape to play, or he's just not very good. He doesn't care. He's not physical. He's not buying in. He doesn't finish. Like, either way, put him on the shelf until he gets ready, or put him on the shelf for good. Doesn't matter. Here's what needs to happen. The left tackle needs to be Ariante Ursery. The left guard needs to be Lakin Tomlinson. The center needs to be Jarrett Patterson, which, because of the injury, it's Jarrett Patterson. The right guard needs to be Ed Ingram or Juice Scruggs, whichever one's healthy. And then the right tackle needs to be Titus Howard. Let tackles play tackles, guards play guards, centers play center. And let Nick Caley go into a game for once and just say, hey, I've got a rookie left tackle that I've got to protect. Let C.J. Stroud go into a game for once. Now, I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but let him go into a game with the thought of, hey, what I need to do from my protection standpoint is I just need to keep in mind that I got a rookie tackle over there and see if I can't help him. Whether it's C.J. Stroud thinking that or it's Nick Caley thinking that, get the best offensive line on the field. And here's the other part of it. D'Amico Ryans, all you got to do. And it's time. We got to quit handling these guys with kid gloves. It's simple. Get that offensive line on the field and tell every one of them. Hell, I'd tell them in my pregame speech. If you don't get out there and finish through the whistle on every MF and play
coming off the field,
you're getting yanked, and I'm probably going to meet you at the bottom of the numbers, and I'm going to let everybody know how unhappy I am with you. That's all I'm asking you to do. You don't have to be great. Finish through the whistle every play. Don't quit. If you get beat hanging onto the hip of a defensive tackle or a linebacker the way Woody Marks and Jake Andrews did last week. Give CJ Stroud a chance. That's it. Get the best O-line on the field and tell these guys, if you don't finish every damn snap, if you don't give me everything you got, your ass is going to come sit on the sideline. Right? Mm. That's number one. Number two, I told everybody yesterday, it is a fireable offense for Nico Collins to have one catch and two targets in the first half of a football game. Absolutely fireable offense. On top of that, so get Nico the ball is definitely number two. It's really number one, but it's number two on my list here. But you got to move Nico around formationally. You got to move Nico around with motions and get him touches, period. If you want to leave somebody stationary, set Higgins' ass, big tall ass over there where Nico typically stands. Let him be your boundary receiver. Let him be your guy that can take the top off of. Let him be your deep shot guy. And let Nico be the guy that we're going to get volume to Nico Collins. He's going to be a volume catcher this week and see if he can't break some tackles and make some big plays for us. You got to move him around. You can't leave him stagnant. You got to get the ball to him. Number three is, I don't think this is difficult. I disagree with B. Scott. I don't think this is difficult. And I guess you too, Ron, because I don't think you're here with me either. But they got to feed Nick Chubb. I mean, you're not in a position to be choosy. You're not in a position to try to save Nick Chubb. If you get six or eight games into the season and you've overused Nick Chubb, that's a perfect excuse why you got to go to a backup or you got to give one of these other guys touches. I'd argue by that time you'll have a better Woody Marks at that point in time if it need be. But we're not in a position. We're not good enough offensively to waste snaps. We're not good enough offensively to waste drives with guys in the game that aren't your best players. And to go into a game with the mindset, we're going to get a four running back rotation, go here and get everybody touching, you're not good enough offensively to do that. You are an offensive unit that's got to ride your horses. You have got to ride your horses. And this year, this one, the way you are right now, your horses are Nico Collins and Nick Chubb. Those are your two horses right now that you absolutely have to ride. And I'm talking about ride the legs off of them. Period. That's where you're at, Ron.
Nico Collins and Nick Chubb. That's where you're at. Those are your horses.
That is where you are at, sir. Oof. You don't have look. You ain't running. You're running about a 100-yard dash with these horses now. That's a good thing. Is when you've got a defense like we have, you ain't running one of them full laps around that horse track. What do they call furlongs? You ain't running no 6 furlongs. No, we're gonna run a little 100-meter dash.
Not even Woody for you. Not.
I'm fine. Woody is Ron, I would have no problem with seeing Woody in the game. I'd have no problem with seeing any of these guys in the game. I'll be honest with you. I don't like the thought of this staff thinks that it's a good idea, thinks you're a good enough offense to go win games and waste, like you're wasting. No, there is not a team in the league that goes, I'm going to get 4 tailbacks, not fullback. There's not a team in the league that goes into a game and goes, yeah, man, I'm going to get 4 dudes touches. And that's, now you may end up doing that. Shoe comes off. Somebody blows a knee out. Somebody gets a concussion. You may end up doing that, but that ain't the plan. Not to mention when those 4 guys you're getting touches, one of them has any business getting touches at this point. So I mean, it's not like that you're not good enough. You're not like they got to know who they are offensively, and you're simply not good enough to take that approach. You're not good enough to take the best five offensive linemen approach up front. You're not good enough to get 4 running backs touches in the first quarter. You're not good enough to let your best and only superstar on this offense see the football 1 time in the first half. You're not even remotely close to being good enough. Yeah. Call it sound football. Call it spreading the football around. Call it giving, you know, whatever. Call it whatever you want. But the reality of it is you're not good enough to do those things.
They've got to have more horses than that. And I think you're leaving one off.